Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. We live. Listen, we going deep today. We diving deep on this great information. Hold on, let me go live on Instagram. We going deep today. We're diving deep on the top of this. Very good. It's very incredible. And it's about understanding that business is hard. When you start and make your mind up to get into business, it will be challenging. It will be overwhelming. It will be stressful. The good thing is that you can do it. So that's what this topic is going to be about today. We're diving deep. If this is your first time here, my name is Terrell Humphrey. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Make sure you give this a like and share this with someone that's looking to get into business and don't understand what they're getting into, okay? So this is going to help them because it's helping me, and I'm understanding what has to go in place from this. So earlier today, I watched this video with Fantasia. Fantasia is an actress and a singer, and she's been successful for years, for countless years. And as she has been successful, she has had a lot of fame. She has had a lot of exposure. She has had a lot of attention. And having fame, exposure, and attention isn't bad if you understand business, right? And so as she was doing this interview with a guy named Jabari Parker, I believe this is his last name. Let me make sure. Jabari Parker with Forbes. Let me look it up, make sure that I'm saying the name correctly. Not Jabari Parker. From Forbes. Hold on, let me see. Jabari, is it Young? I don't think it's Young. Yes, it is. Jabari Young. I apologize. I said Parker. Jabari Young. So he was doing an interview with her, and as he was doing an interview with her, he was just learning more about her. And sharing the audience, let the audience be open to her story. And so as they was having the conversation, Fantasia was saying that she was learning more about business. She was in school to learn more about business. Even though she had the attention, exposure, and awareness, she wanted to learn more about business. So as I'm watching this interview, I'm thinking like, I thought just because you're famous, you understand business, or you understand how to make a lot of money, or you understand how the small details that go into having a business. And so when she said that, I said, oh, we all have to learn something new. We all have to be okay with learning a new skill and information, because if you're not okay with it, we're not able to grow. We're not able to learn. We're not able to walk into our path. But one thing that I saw when Jabari and Fantasia was having this interview was the process, was the journey that she was speaking about. Not necessarily see it in the video, but I can hear it through her experience, what she was speaking about, how she delivered it. So I just want to show like a short clip of the video. First, when she came on stage, it was amazing. It was amazing. She gave attention to a doll. She gave attention to a doll, like a Barbie doll, and she was like, "Hold on. I'm discrediting even trying to describe, but let me go ahead and look this up. As I'm looking it up, let me know in the comments where you're from. Let me know where you're coming where you're from and how you are learning about business. There we go. I'm pulling it up right now. Yeah. There we go. Let me go ahead and share the screen. Hold on. Jabari Young. Okay. That's crazy. That's it. Jabari Parker. Let me share my screen. Can y'all see this right here? Yeah. I want to show you this. So hold on, let me come back. Let me come back to the screen. And just set the stage right quick. Fantasia understand more about attention. She understand more about awareness, and she understand how to market, how to put attention onto something. And that's what she's doing. That's what she's good at. She's good at getting attention onto something. Because she's been doing it for the last 21 years. She said it was 21 years. She's been getting attention and awareness and exposure for the last 21 years. She's been successful for the last 21 years. Now, what's different about this year is that she's learning more about the business side. She's learning more about things that, the details that go into business. And it's so incredible to even see people that's on a higher playing ground. They have to learn something new. They have to learn what business is. They have to learn the details behind it. And the reason why this topic came about is because we're all starting from someplace. And as we're starting from someplace, we have to learn and identify that it's okay to learn something new. When you learn something new, now you're able to understand the practice that needs to go on, the information that you need to intake and learn and study and understand. Because the moment you start to learn, study, and understand it, now you can be more comfortable in it. Now you can show up more informed because you understand the process behind it. So the first point I want to hit on, this topic is going to be about business is stressful, but it can be learned. I'm just gonna put business can be learned. Business can be learned. A-R-N-E-D. Let me underline it right quick. Yeah. Business can be learned. And see, when you learn something new, it's okay not to know everything that goes on behind it. You're constantly learning. You're constantly figuring out information. You're constantly figuring out things that you wasn't expecting. And even though you're not expecting, it doesn't mean that it's not benefiting you. And Fantasia knew that over the last 21 plus years, she has success. And so she took it upon herself to go back to school and learn more about business. What is the terminology in business? What is the language behind business? What is business? See, oftentimes we understand, we see the overall picture, but the definition, the small details is hidden because we don't know what to look for. We don't know what to see. We don't know what to understand. See, one thing that I got from this interview from Fantasia and Jabari Young was the mere fact that they didn't give up. They didn't stop showing up. They didn't stop learning. They didn't stop putting themselves out there. They put themselves out there, and even though they was putting themselves out there, they was learning more about what they would like to do. See, business is something that can be stressful. It's something that can be overwhelming. It's something that can be great. It's something that can be fulfilling. It's something that can be amazing. This something comes from being educated. Being educated determines the amount of knowledge that we have for something. And so when I was watching this video with Fantasia and Jabari Young, I'm just really listening like, huh, she has all this fame, but yet she's still willing to learn. She's still willing to learn new information that can help her later on in life. Not only help her, but push her forward. She said, Jabari Young got this information he said it incorrectly, but she corrected him. Jabari Young asked, did you file bankruptcy? She was like, I didn't file bankruptcy, but I got served. I got served $1 million tax document. Hold on, let me go. I want to pull this up because I want to show you, like, I want Fantasia. First off, I got to find it. I got to find it because it was so great. It was so amazing the way she just delivered this interview. If you haven't watched this interview, I suggest it. It is phenomenal. It is great. I'm going to put it in the comments, and when I put it in the comments, I'm going to pin the link. Yep, there we go. I don't know how to pin the link. Okay, I thought I was going to pin it. But to before we even go back to what Fantasia went through, let's go. I want to finish going through the first shot of the video. So she had this doll, and when she had this doll, she was speaking to the person that made the doll. So I'm gonna share that right now. Hold on, let me go ahead and pull it up. I'm gonna share that right now because it was so powerful. Let me zoom in. Let me fast forward. Ooh, hold on. Let me come back. That's what we have to do. She said, that's what they have to do as business women. So she was willing to promote this young lady product because Fantasia felt the message. And she placed it right beside her. And in business, that is called marketing product placement. There's product placement. When you have a product, let's just say hypothetically speaking, I have this product and I'm placing it in my hand so you can visually see it. So you can visually see what I have and what I can write with. That's what product placement is. You have something that others can see in your video. And when you have something in your video, they can see it. Not necessarily like go buy right now, but it's more so encouraging that there's something here. So if I put it there, I just place the product right there. I just place this product right here because there's a product placement. I'm placing the product in placement. And so the reason why this is so important, because Fantasia understand how to get awareness, how to get attention, how to promote. She just used the terminology promote. And the reason why this is so incredible, because she's helping others promote their products, promote their brand, promote something that they're doing. Because it starts with the thought. And even though it's a thought, we have to learn what we are doing. We have to be okay with studying and understanding and asking questions and being embarrassed. Because when you are embarrassed and you ask questions, that means that you're learning. It means that you are open to identifying the information that you need to know in order to help you later on in life. You can only grow when you ask questions. I remember it appears to me that every time I go to an event, I ask a question. If they let us ask the question, I will ask a question. They let us ask two questions. I would ask multiple questions. But it's something have to hit me to understand the type of question that I'm looking for. I'm not looking for all the information. I'm looking for something that's going to help me in this moment, in this time, in this situation, in this place. It's something that's going to help me. And so as I'm learning more, as I'm being in the different conferences and different rooms, I understand that I'm not the only one here. Me watching this interview with Fantasia and Jabari Young showed me that others have to learn how to do business, that others have to learn the language of business, that others have to study business. So I felt good not being the only one learning what business was, because now it's more individuals that's been doing the business a lot longer, but the business, studying the business, is something that everyone has to do if you're looking to get into business. It's kind of like studying a craft that you would like to learn more about. And as you're learning more about this, you are knowing that it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. Let me know in the comments if y'all can hear me. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? Let me know in the comments. Can y'all hear me? And everything is a process. Everything is a journey. Everything can be learned. It's the fact. Are you willing to learn it? Are you willing to go and be in these environments to talk about something that you want to learn about? Are you looking to get into singing, to sports, to business? Something can be learned, and when you put your mind to something, this something can actually help you along the way. It's learning the small details that matter. Because even though it looked good from the bottom up, when you get up, it's not as great because of the information that you need to learn, of the information that you need to see, of the information that you need to understand. Understanding is completely different from knowing. Because when you understand something, you can explain it. When you know something, you can explain it with details from your experience. Right? Because your experience is the best teacher, because when you go through the process of learning what you would like to do, the process is going to teach you why this is important. Your experience is going to show you what you have done and what you should do better, what you can do better. If we're learning more about the way we would like to proceed, proceeding in something will be, it won't be less stressful, but it will be more doable, because we're putting ourselves out there. We're putting ourselves out there, and it's inspiring us to keep going. You're not going to learn everything as soon as you start, because as soon as you start, you don't know everything. How do you not know everything when you just started? Because you don't know where to begin. You don't know where to start. Fantasia, back in her early days, she was a phenomenal singer. She still is a phenomenal singer. She's an actress. She's an entrepreneur. She's a businesswoman, which means that she understands more of what she's doing because she's learning. And she's putting herself in different situations. And she's going to college. And she's open to learning. And she's open to asking questions. And she's open to giving advice of what she just learned and encountered. And so when she was sharing a story of her having to pay $1 million in taxes, she said that I had to pay, but I really had to start working. I had to do a lot more shows to pay the $1 million off. And when she said that she had to pay work, do a lot more shows to pay it off, she was committed. She was committed to doing the work. She trusted the process. She did the work, and she was able to pay it off. And when she was able to pay it off, this is the most important lesson, because now there's different levels of business. She said once she paid it off, there's different ways where you didn't have to pay it off. Or there's different ways where you could have like learned and structured something new or something different. She's speaking about bankruptcy. She was like, even most successful people have been through a bankruptcy. Now, I don't know all the details behind the bankruptcy. I had went to this conference a couple weeks ago, last month sometime. And then it was the conference was Money Is and then Blank. And it was great because, one, he taught us that there's two sides on how money works. He taught the people that was in the audience, there's two sides on how the wealthy and not wealthy use money or do business. And so as he's teaching us this, this information, it's opening my mind to a new perspective, because it's showing me that there's more information out here. And so as he's giving descriptions, as he's giving stories, as he's engaging with the audience, he said the wealthy don't think they can't do nothing. They always ask, yes, but how? If they did it, how did they do it? And it stuck with me. That one thing stuck. Well, not just the one thing. Everything that he taught, I took a lot of notes. It stuck with me. But the main thing was, yes, but how? How can you get into business? Yes, but how can you get into business? Can you start learning about business? Yes, but how? Can you be profitable in business? Yes, but how? Because if others have done it, now we have some type of awareness or exposure because we see someone doing it. Yes, but how is so powerful, because there's always a how to doing things. We just got to learn the details. Fantasia was learning the details. Fantasia was learning the small details. Everything that we go through, everything that we experience, have a lot of information that has to be learned. Has a lot of information. When she got the woman product and she placed it right beside her, product placement, that's a form of marketing. Marketing is getting attention. Marketing is getting awareness. Marketing is getting exposure to a particular thing, something or someone. She understands that component of business. I'm not saying that she don't understand all components of business. What I am saying is that there is a lot to understand, okay? There's a lot to understand. That's what I want to hit on. There's a lot of information. There's a lot. I'm going to put info for short. Info. Why is this important? There's a lot of information out there. Why does that even matter? There's a lot of information out there for something that you would like to do, which causes you to be overwhelmed, which causes you to be stressed out, and which causes you to give up on the process and to give up on the journey. See, Fantasia even spoke about failing. She spoke about failing and how she learned from her failures, how she learned from something that she experienced, and she overcame it because she didn't give up. She didn't stop showing up. She was present and was willing to go through the process. See, this right here, there's a lot of information that's so important, because how do you start when you don't know where to start? How do you start learning something when it's something is so that something has so much information? It's the matter of there's something having a lot of information that stops a lot of people from doing it. Because you don't know where to start. We don't know where to start. How can you start learning about business? How can you start learning about something that you would like to do, about a direction that you'd like to pursue? Understanding that it takes time, and once it takes time, now it takes understanding. Once it takes understanding, now it takes implementation. See, there's a lot of information out there that's so overwhelming. Even though there's a lot of information, it makes it more accessible. Because now you start learning things. You start learning new information. You start learning new terminology. You start learning new definitions. You start learning new languages. You start learning things that you wasn't expecting to learn because of the information that's present. See, it's a lot of information. Just because it's a lot doesn't mean you shouldn't go learn something that you would like to do. That shouldn't stop you. Information should not stop you. It's the mere fact of paralysis analysis, gaining too much information and not taking no action, that stops a lot of people. Because the time is not perfect. One thing that I got from Fantasia was that she was showing up, doing the work, and learning as she was going. Because as she was learning as she was going, she was more open to the information. She was more understanding to the information because her experience was showing her that this is something that you need to learn. This is what I got from the interview. This is what I got when I was watching the interview. Her story was so powerful because she didn't give up. And even though she didn't give up, now she's learning more about business. Actual business. I'm talking about everything that goes on with the business. She even mentioned, she said that she didn't even know anything on how to build generational wealth. And she has someone on her team that's teaching her more about that. And when I went to this conference, that's when I started learning a couple weeks ago. And it made sense. It made sense, because how do you know something that's important when that something is not present? When that something is not there? When that something haven't been discovered yet. See, oftentimes understanding that there's a way to do things, but how? But what is the way? Yes, but how? Can you do this? Yes, but how? When he broke it down, I said, oh, that's different. That's different. Yes, but how? Yes, but how? Not even Like, they did it, but I can't do it? Not even a doubt in your mind? You automatically say, yes, but how? Because of the information that's present. There's a lot of info out here which shows what's possible, which demonstrates what's something that you can start learning and the importance behind it. Because if you're not educated, you don't understand. And when you don't understand, you're not fully aware of what goes on with the process. See, one thing that I got from the interview was that Fantasia was failing and learning, and she continued to show up. I said one thing, I just said three different things. She was failing, and as she was failing, she was still showing up for herself. For herself, for her family, for her kids. She was still showing up. See, oftentimes, you still just have to show up. That's the next point. There's a lot of info. Number two is show up. Show up. Analysis paralysis. So I spoke about this terminology earlier. Analysis paralysis is when we learn a lot of information and we don't act on the information that we are currently getting. We don't act on it because we need to continue to learn something. We need to continue to learn something. We need to continue to learn something. We need to continue to learn this skill, learn this new information, learn this new industry that I would like to get into. It's not the mere fact that you need to learn it, because then you still need to learn it. You need to learn, and as you're learning something, you need to do what you just learned. Because it resonates, it sticks with you differently. It shows up differently. Because if you're just constantly learning, and never working on what you just learned, nothing will come from it. Nothing will come from it. A couple months ago, I was attending USF, University of South Florida. And as I was attending the school, they said that you have to have a bachelor's degree in a certain major or a certain, that's what it's called, major or minor that you want to major in. And as you have this certain major in this education, you have to have the experience right behind the education. Oftentimes in college students are not able to get the experience because they're constantly learning. I had four different classes. And I was constantly learning. I didn't have time to go get experience. I didn't have time to go learn something new. I didn't have time to go implement what I was learning. See, it's not the fact that there's a lot of information. It's the mere fact that what you are learning, the action has to follow. The action has to follow because that's how you grow. That's how you understand. That's how you really obtain the information that's given to you. See, if I'm just constantly taking in information and not doing anything with this information, I'm just learning. I'm just learning something new. Which there's no problem at all. There's no problem with learning. There's a problem with no implementation. There's no problem with no action. Because when you're not taking action, you're not showing up for yourself. You're not showing up for yourself because showing up is doing what you just have learned. For instance, I started to learn how to make content. And as I was making videos, I had to learn how to show up on camera. I had to learn how to communicate. And I had to learn how to be myself while I was on camera. There's a skill that has to be learned. So that has to be developed. For anyone that says speaking to a camera is easy, ask them to let you see their earlier footages, their earlier recordings that they did of themselves. Because everyone's not as skilled when you start something new. At least I wasn't. But just ask them. When they say it's easy to record, ask them, hey, can I see your some of your videos when you first started? I ain't worried about all that other stuff. Let me see when you first started. Because you wasn't that good. You was not that good. We have to learn something new. And when we learn something new, us doing the work, us showing up is identifying what we need to learn. It's helping us recognize that the learning aspect is important, and so is the action part. So is showing up. Because when you show up for yourself, you're not only showing up for yourself, you're improving over time. You're improving more than you think. You're improving in a way that will help you understand the information that you're learning. How can you show up and learn when showing up and learning is so impossible? Because you don't have the time, you don't have the resources, you don't have the skills, you don't have the knowledge. That's where the growth comes from. You're learning something new, and as you're learning something new, you're able to show up with the information that you have, with the action that you need to take. Because oftentimes, it's just understanding that there's a way to do things, but how? Fantasia understands that there's a way to do things, but how? When she got got served $1 million tax fee. Hold on. I gotta fix that. I have to fix that today. Hold on, I'm coming back. Yeah, I'm back. Yeah. And when she got served $1 million tax fee, she went to work and did multiple different shows, and she was able to pay off the tax bill. And what came after that was that her understanding that there's different ways to do things. Excuse me. There's different ways to do business. There's different ways to show up. Because when you learn something new, when you learn a skill, the small details that's in the fine print, they start to get displayed. They start to show up in a way that you wasn't expecting it. Because now, you know how you sign up for, let's say you're about to get a new phone, you don't read the contract, the fine print will say that X company can have my data. And you sign it away. Not knowing that X company has my data, and now they're about to start marketing to me. Now they're about to start communicating with me because I, quote unquote, gave them permission to. See, business is something that forces you to learn. See, when you get started, there's thresholds. By thresholds, I'm just saying goals. There's goals that one accomplish, and even though one can accomplish it, there's always more to learn. There's more to accomplish and more to succeed in. See, one thing that I admire about Fantasia is that she was willing to learn more about business. Business, there's a lot of details that goes on behind it. There's a lot of information. Even though there's a lot of information, doesn't mean that it's impossible to learn. Doesn't mean that showing up is impossible. Doesn't mean that you can't do it. See, understanding that you can do it once you put your mind to it, and even when you put your mind to it, you still have to continue to show up and learn what you are doing to see if you're doing it correctly. See, if there's a different way that you wasn't expecting, and even though you're not expecting it, it's helping you. It's helping you. Is pushing you forward, because forward is the only way you can go. The reason why this is important, because when you show up, you learn more. When you show up, you learn what you are doing and if you're doing it correctly. For instance, as I'm making videos, I have to show up. Today I wasn't gonna make a video, but then I'm like, why not? Why shouldn't you make a video? Why shouldn't you go make a video when you know you need to make a video? And so as I'm knowing I need to do something like this, I'm understanding that it's just, I was just self-doubting myself. I was self-sabotaging myself because I didn't feel like doing it. I didn't feel like doing it. But even though I don't feel like doing it, I should still do it because it's going to help me more. It's going to help me show up even better. It's going to help me. It's going to force me to show up. Because one thing that I've learned is that when you show up, you show others why it's important to show up for themselves as well. At least that's what I got from it. When you show up, you're showing others that it's okay to be presentable. It's okay to show up because you're showing and demonstrating what's possible. You're showing and demonstrating what's possible and understanding that there is work that has to be done. There's work that one has to focus on. Is one is focusing on his work. The beauty come behind it. The beauty is behind it. It's the journey. Fantasia is an amazing singer, amazing actress, amazing entrepreneur. She was able to identify that she needs to learn something new so she can go to the next level. So she can be ready to go to the next level, because going to the next level starts with ourselves. If we commit for ourselves to our journey and show up, life will not only be rewarding, but it will be fulfilling because now you're in your purpose. She spoke something about purpose. You're in your purpose season because your season is meant to be purposeful. Reason being because you understand what you're doing. You understand the work that needs to be completed. You understand what you need to learn. See, business have different parts and components to it. I'm still learning, and I'm learning every single day. And as I'm learning every single day, it's helping me identify what business really is. To keep it simple, business is finding a problem and having a solution to solve this problem. But finding a solution and recognizing the problem is a challenge. It's the challenge. Because how do you know where to start? How do you know where to begin? How do you know what to look for? How do you know what to solve or what problem can solve what? You show up. You show up and you learn the information is there. Because when you learn the information is there, something's going to help you. Something's going to spark. Something's going to trigger. And when something triggers, now you're able to see and recognize that something is here for you. Something that's here for you is bigger than you think. It's more profound than you think. Because now there's a process that has to go into effect. There's a process, not only a process, but there's work that has to be completed. The work that has to be completed has to be studied, learned, and understood. Because when you start something new, first you have to learn the basics. In business, the basis is communication. How well are you communicating your business and your it's called a value proposition, the value that you bring to the market, or the value that you bring to others. How well can you communicate this to others that's willing to learn and understand what you are doing and what and who you're doing it for? How well can you communicate that? Then business is leadership. How are you training and building the team? Fantasia said that she had a team, but she had to fire them because they wasn't giving her the correct information. How can you understand what business is if you're not understanding everything that goes into it? There's a process behind it. And once you commit to learn what the process is, small details is going to reveal to you. Small answers are going to be discovered. Small research, small information will show you why you're doing the right thing or why you need to improve the right thing. Showing up is difficult because how do you show up continuously? How do you show up consistently? How do you show up when times is hard and you don't feel like showing up? Feeling is what stops a lot of people because when you don't feel like doing something, you probably won't do it. You probably won't do it because you don't feel like doing it. You don't feel like doing it. When you feel not doing something, that's when you should do it. That's when you should do it. One thing that Fantasia showed and displayed, one was promotion. The couple things that Fantasia showed was one was promotion. As she was promoting the other young lady product, the product placement. Remember, I have a product and I'm placing it where you can visually see it and understand that there's something here that because I'm putting it there. She understand marketing. She understand that she was helping someone else out get exposure. And when she understood this, that's when she was showing up. Not only showing up for herself, but showing up for others. See, business have different parts in it. And when we understand the different components that goes into it, now we can recognize the path that we like to go on. Now we can learn the information, the correct information that can not only push us forward, but it can also encourage us to keep going. It can encourage us to keep going, to keep learning, to keep showing up. Because when you keep showing up, something comes from this. What comes from this is knowledge, is experience, and it's information. I know knowledge and information is the same thing, But you're able to understand the information now. You're able to understand it because you're constantly learning something new that's going to help you. You're constantly learning something new that's going to help you. I do want to go back to this video just to show you, like, the power of the voice, of the message. Let me see if this right here. That's crazy. Now I got to add. That's crazy. Let me see. Look, right here. Let me show this right quick. Let me come back. Listen. There's a process behind everything. She was surprised that she even got served. But she knew that she had to go to work. She knew that she had to do the work. She knew that she had to continue to show up. See, when you show up, you're not only showing up for yourself, but you're showing up with new information. You're showing up with a new perspective, with a new understanding. Your growth comes from understanding, and once you understand something, that's when you understand more of what you're doing. Fantasia was someone that understands, that understood what she was doing, because she recognized what the process was. Business is a lot to learn. Your industry that you would like to learn and go into will be a lot. The process and the work that you would like to do will be a lot. And just because it is a lot doesn't mean that it's not okay. When you show up, now you understand how you're showing up. And then when you show up, you understand that there's a lot of information that goes on with the journey and the process and everything that you're doing. The last point I want to hit on, this one gonna bring it home. Keep going. Last point I want to hit on is that's crazy. Castaneda, what's up, man? They cut the yard out there. That's crazy. They cut the grass outside. So, last point I want to hit on is keep showing up. I'm sorry. Keep going was the last one. And when life get hard, when information get overwhelming, when you are not doing your best will come out as you continue along your journey, as you continue to be consistent, as you continue to show up, as you continue to learn, as you continue to be okay with the work, with the process, with the information. What's up, pimp, man? Not a pimp. What's up, dog? Man, I hope all is well, bro. And when you keep going, just know that it's going to be hard. Just know it's going to be difficult. Just know it's going to be challenging. Just know it's going to be overwhelming. And when you show up for yourself, when you learn something new, you have to understand that this new is just only the beginning. This new, this piece of advice that you just got, or this piece of information that you just received, is only the beginning. It's only the beginning to something that's going to push you forward and encourage you to keep learning and keep going. Keep going is the most difficult thing, because days are going to come when you don't want to show up for yourself. In the interview that Fantasia was doing, she was just explaining how she failed and she learned and she didn't stop showing up. She continued to show up. She continued to do the work. She continued to recognize that there was a way of doing things, But her giving up wasn't going to let her discover what the things were that she needed to do. Because there's a process behind it. There's a process behind something that you would like to learn. When I started learning about business, I didn't understand what we know behind it. I didn't understand there's a lot more things that we don't even know. We don't even know. One thing that I heard somebody say the other day is that they didn't tell us this. They don't teach us this. Well, it's not up to them to teach it. It's up to them. It's up to you to learn it so that you can ask them so they can teach it. They didn't teach us this. How do they know to teach you something if you're not showing up for yourself? If you're not showing up with questions, if you're not showing up with concerns, if you're not showing up with something that's going to not only encourage you to keep going, but forces the information out. When I go to these different companies and they ask questions, I ask questions to something where I'm currently at, what I'm currently learning, what I'm currently doing, and why I go hand in hand with one another. What are you doing and how are you doing it? And then here's my question. Because I want to learn. I like to learn. I like to learn things that I didn't even think of. I like to learn information that I had no clue of where to discover it from. There's a lot of information. Just because of a lot of information doesn't mean it's impossible to learn something new. That's what I finally understood. That's when I finally understood that business is more than just marketing. It's more than just leadership. It's more than team development. It's more than just sales. It's more than just finances. It's kind of like a puzzle. You got a puzzle with 100 different pieces. And as you're putting this puzzle together, you're finding a piece that connects with the other. And as you're connecting with the other, now you have to find a third piece that connects to the both, to the last two. And as you continue to find the pieces that connect, now you become more knowledgeable because the knowledge is being discovered as you show up, as you learn, as you ask questions, as you get new information. See, the pieces are there. On the contrary, it's us finding the piece that we need in order for us to learn at this moment. The puzzle as a whole will be challenging to discover. I remember me and my brother DB, we had got this 1,000-piece puzzle. I've never even done 100 yet, but I was willing to do 1,000 because I saw this video, and there was like, if you do a puzzle, you able to find what you need and in a way where you can find pieces that's there, but you're able to match the pieces. First off, 1,000 pieces was crazy. It was crazy. Didn't even finish it. but I got the concept of it. So instead of me doing 1,000, I said, yeah, let me do 100. Let me do 100, me and my wife. Let me do 100. Because if I can do 100, I can understand the importance of this skill. The skill is here to help you. Learning something new is here to help you. And it only can help you when you understand the work that has to be done behind the scenes. The information has to be learned behind the scenes. The studying that has to go on behind the scenes. The action that has to be taken in front of the scenes. Because if you take an action with something that you're learning, and something that you're learning is making sense because you're showing up, when you show up, the information that you learn would be presented differently. Because you're no longer thinking that you can't do and understand what you would like to do. When you show up, something happens when you show up, okay? Something happens. Let me tell you what happened. You learn more of the direction that you like to go. Fantasia was learning more about the direction that she would like to go. She said that she was 41 years old, and she's had years of success, and she's constantly learning. She's constantly putting herself out there to learn new information. Now it's about business. She was willing to learn about business. There's a lot of information out there. And even though there's a lot of information out there, it's not meant to be looked at as they didn't teach us this. It's more so looked at as, what can I learn at this moment, and why am I learning something new? Why am I learning this skill? Why am I learning the way of doing things? Why am I learning this particular knowledge, this particular information? Because you're ready to learn it. You're ready to learn. Just imagine if you was looking for a piece of the puzzle that you wasn't looking for, you would look right past it because you're not even looking for it. You're not, your focus is not even there because your focus is on something or another piece, because you have a piece in your mind that you are looking for. Back to the puzzle. The puzzle is there, but the pieces are scattered. The piece that you need is right there in front of you. But until you look 4 to 5 to 10 times, maybe you're able to see it because you can see how it matches with the one that you was currently looking for. Oh, so now you just have to replace the one that you was looking for. And when you finally had a piece that go into place, in position, now you find a piece to the puzzle. Because this, now you're ready to see it because you're paying attention to it. You're aware of it. You're focusing on it. When you focus on information, the information gets discovered. It get discovered. And as it's getting discovered, you have to understand that there's a timing behind everything. There's a process behind everything. They didn't teach you nothing. They didn't teach us nothing because we wasn't ready to learn more about it. When Fantasia was speaking about generational wealth, I just learned this. I haven't taken action on it yet. I am slowly. Furthermore, it's a process behind everything, okay? I'm not rushing. I'm just learning. And as I'm learning, I'm taking action. How am I taking action? One, I'm going live every day, okay? Action I'm taking is that I'm going live and I'm showing up every day. The second action, a couple weeks ago, I hired my first employee. And it's teaching me, one, how to communicate. Two, how to set things up and have something to do. Three, to be more organized. And four, to be consistent. So I'm purposely paying someone so I can learn these skills. I'm taking action to be a leader. I'm taking action to be an entrepreneur. I'm taking action to be in business. I want to be in business. And in order for me to be in business, I have to show up doing business. Hint me dressing differently. I want to do business. And I want to be taken serious as a businessman, as a business individual. Because one can just speak about it, and another can actually show and speak and do what they're speaking about because of the experience. No one can take my experience away. No one can take what I've been through away, because I've been through it. I went through it. And now I understand what I need to do to get to the next level. I need to learn about business. I need to learn every small detail that goes on within it. I can't learn everything all at once, but I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to learn. I take in countless amount of information daily, hourly, minutely. I don't know if minutely is a word, but I take in a lot of information because I want to hear different perspectives. I want to hear different ways of presenting. I want to hear different ways of knowledge, of experience, because everyone's experience is different, yet the knowledge is the same, yet the knowledge just get presented to where I understand it better. So I'm listening to different people. I'm seeing different people. I'm learning different things. Because the more I learn, the more I'm able to finally understand what I need to do. Because I'm taking action. And the action I'm taking is the information that I'm good on today. Not necessarily good on today, but I'm learning today. Where are you learning? What are you learning? And what is something that you realize and recognize the work that has to be done in it? The work that has to be done for it. The process is one that not only encourages you, and it forces you to learn information that you wasn't prepared for. To learn knowledge and skills that only come from experience. That only come from you showing up. That only come from you being presentable. Being knowledgeable. And understanding that there's a process behind everything. So as you, the internet nowadays, there's a lot of information. Fantasia know that there's a lot of information and she's willing to learn it. So what I started to do was just learn the information for myself and the direction that I would like to go, and the direction that I would like to pursue, and the goals that I would like to accomplish. See, understanding that the work is something that has to be done, it forces me to recognize that it's okay for it to be, for it to take time. It's okay for me to, for it to take time. How consistent can I be? That's my goal. That's my focus. How consistent can I be? How consistent can I be? How often can I show up? Because the more I show up, the more something is going to come. The more success is going to be discovered. The more knowledge I can attain. The more information and experience I can gain for myself. It doesn't. Success doesn't happen by accident. It happens when you put yourself out there. It happens when you show up. It happens when you learn the information you need to learn. And it also happens when you keep going. When you keep going, this is where you grow. This is where you build. In an interview with Fantasia Jabari Young, Fantasia kept going. She mentioned that she failed a lot of times. And even though she failed a lot of times, she kept going. She kept showing up. How do you keep showing up when things in life and experiences are not going your way? Because you go in knowing that it will get better. This is a moment. This is a moment that you need to experience. Because you have to learn what it feels like. You have to learn what it even is. What's the purpose of it? Why you? Why not you? Because you, when you put yourself out there in a way that can help you, now you're able to learn new information, understand the information that you're learning, and then take action on something that you have been learning for the last however many years. See, being in college when I was attending USF was so overwhelming because I was just learning. I couldn't do and gain the experience that I was looking for. I didn't have the time to. So I remember this one young lady told me she had 5 different classes. I said, 5 classes? You got 5 classes? I'm struggling with 4. You got 5 classes? How do you have free time to do anything? How do you have free time to learn what you have, to implement what you've been learning? How do you have time? I didn't get it. I didn't understand it. You got 5 different classes? That's different. See, Fantasia has been showing up for the last 20 plus years. 21 years to be more exact. And when she was showing up not only just for herself, but for her family, for her kids, for her husband, for her career, for her employees, for her team, for her business. Business is something that has to be learned. And when it's learned, when it's understood, when it's implemented, that's when you show up. That's when you grow at a rate that you wasn't expecting, because the rate that you wasn't expecting, is showing how you can get better. It's showing how you are better. Because when you learn something new, when you identify the lessons that you're learning, you're able to not only remember, but you're able to present them in a different way from your experience. In a way from your experience that others will connect with. And as I was watching this video, I said, Fantasia is a smart woman because she don't want to stop learning. She don't want to stop learning because she want to constantly learn new information. How do you get better? Easy. You learn new material. You learn new things that can help you in life. You learn and be okay that it's going to take time. And you take action on it. You take action on it. Because if you don't take action, if you don't think today's a good time to start, tomorrow won't be the best time to start. Next week won't be the best time to start, because the next day will always be the next day versus today being the great day to start. There's a process behind it. There's a process behind everything that we're doing, and understand the process that we have to go through. We have to learn how to push through. We have to learn how to show up. We have to learn how to be consistent. Because when you are consistent, success comes in a different way. It shows up in a different manner. Because you have the knowledge, you have the lessons, you have the the experience. When you're learning something new and you're acting on what you're learning, this is when you grow. This is when you grow. Because you're growing in a way that you wasn't expecting it. You're growing and developing in a way that you wasn't expecting to grow and develop because you're showing up and taking action on something that you haven't been thinking about. On something that you haven't been thinking about because it takes time. It takes time. I remember when I started learning about business, like actual business, like the business terminology, the business language, the business, whatever goes on into business. And I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I signed up for this veterans course and this veterans entrepreneurs course called Action Zone. As I'm showing up for this program, I'm learning about business. More precisely, what a business model canvas is. I didn't even know what that even was. I didn't even know why they even matter. But they started with the basics. They started with the basics and start teaching. Hello. Hold on. I'm back. Hold on. Yeah, there we go. There we go. They started with the basics. They started. Action Zone started with the basics and then teaching what the basic was. The basics was something that we all have to learn. And when we learn it, we can never forget it because the basics is something that's going to help us grow. The basics is something that's going to encourage us to keep going. Because as we keep going and keep showing up, now we gain the knowledge, confidence, and experience to walk into the industry that we like to do. To walk in the thing that we know that we can do. See, business was something that I had an interest for. And when I had the interest for it, I had to learn what it was. And it took me a while to learn what business even was because I didn't even know what I was doing at the time. But I was taking action. I was showing up. And I kept going. Because when you keep going, you learn what you can do and why you're doing a particular way. That's why this is so important. That's why this is so great. That's why this is so amazing. Because Fantasia knew the work that had to be done. And even though the work had to be done, there's a way to do it. So instead of her saying that she can't do it, how can she do it? And that Hal discovered herself. Discovered itself because there's a process behind everything. So business can be learned. Your skill can be learned. Something new can be learned because when you learn something new, you're able to identify what you are learning and why it's important and why it even matter. And when you identify why it even matter, you have to understand that there's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of information. Just because there's a lot of information doesn't mean that should stop you from growing and learning more. And when you grow and learn more because of the information that's there, you have to show up. And by showing up, I'm saying you have to do the work. You have to be okay with not doing what you are doing and learn how to do what you need to do. Because you're showing up. You're present. You're doing what you have been learning, what you need to do in order to keep growing. And when you grow and develop, now you're able to understand that you just got to keep going for a long time. Because time in life will be stressful, will be overwhelming, will be daunting. Nonetheless, it is something that will help you become better over time. So make sure, if y'all enjoyed this video on how business can be stressful, make sure y'all send this to a friend that's looking to start a business. And send this to them so that way they can have and know what they're getting themselves into. Share this with a friend. Share this with a buddy. The first one that you just thought about, send this video to them. Listen, if y'all enjoyed this, make sure you subscribe, like, and leave a comment below. Let me know what your thoughts are on business and the details behind it. Let me know a topic that you'd like for me to speak about. I appreciate y'all. Hey, I see y'all tomorrow. Wait, tomorrow is 4th of July. I don't know. I might do a special one. Listen, I appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all subscribe, and then I'll see y'all later on.